Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, January 19th, 2006. I want to point out that today's message is longer than usual, and also that due to some travel over the next several days, we do not expect to resume the writing ministry, including the podcast, till next Wednesday, January 25th. We hope to be back and able to continue on with this series. Today's message is titled Yvette's Story and actually subtitled No Hopeless Cause. Brooksine's going to read the scriptures, and actually today, to vary our ministry approach, she's going to alternate with me in the paragraphs. We hope it will be a blessing to you.
But with you there is forgiveness. Psalm 130, verse 4. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1, verse 9.
This Saturday I'll be conducting a wedding service in New England. I find great blessing in the long-term results of ministry and look forward to seeing many of our friends we met while we served in that region of the country from mid-1993 through 2000.
Yvette came into the church we pastored when she was in her mid-30s. She has a powerful testimony of God's forgiveness and restoration and is pleased to share her testimony with the hope that the Daily Encouragement readers will rejoice with her in the transforming power of Jesus Christ. Her testimony is rather graphic, but certainly not unlike that of many who have been trapped in sin.
She was raised in an ungodly home where she experienced physical, sexual, and emotional abuse from her mother's boyfriend as well as his stepdad. Due to this ongoing abuse, Yvette ran away from home when she was just 14 years old and lived on the streets.
She describes her life for the next 20 years as a series of addictions to alcohol, drugs, tobacco, and sexual immorality. She had an abortion as well as two children by two different men in abusive marriages. Many would call her life a hopeless cause, but with God there are no hopeless causes.
A friend invited Yvette to her church, and for the first time in her life she heard the message of Christ's love and forgiveness. She accepted Christ, thus began the major overhaul that is the process of spiritual transformation. After a couple of years of staggered spiritual growth, she came into our church with a tremendous amount of baggage that often contributed to her wavering Christian experience.
Well, over the next several years, Stephen and I, along with the congregation, spent a great deal of time praying with her and sharing specific scriptures pertinent to the current trial she was facing. She spent a lot of time in our home. We wanted her to witness a Christian family setting.
But Yvette continued to experience great loss in her life and actually was homeless for a period as well. She did tremendous battle with the enemy who still greatly desired to have her. But her heart was tender and Jesus desired to have her far more than Satan because he wanted to take the ashes of her life and turn them into something beautiful. And he has done just that.
Due in part to her lifestyle prior to becoming a Christian, both of her children followed in her path and entered a sinful lifestyle, somewhat similar to hers. I recall as her pastor's wife, along with our church, frequently praying for her children, but seemingly to no avail. Since there were no visible signs of change, I must admit, Stephen and I, our faith was often weak, but we continued to pray.
But Yvette has stayed faithful to the Lord. And in the years since we moved to Pennsylvania from New England, both of her children, Nicole and Joey, have also accepted the Lord and are in active Christian services. They both attend Bible college.
In Christ, there is complete and continual forgiveness. There is no hopeless cause. He is able to save to the uttermost. A statement from a book that I read many years ago by Max Lucado comes to mind. He uses it to conclude a powerful redemptive story of a wayward child. It's God's call to all. Whatever you have done, whatever you have become, it doesn't matter. Please, come home.
And Yvette came home. She came home to her Heavenly Father who loves her so much. She met Wayne as she worked at the Christian Rehabilitation Center called Teen Challenge. Wayne had received Christ and renounced his old way of life while he was a student of Teen Challenge. Following his graduation, he became a staff member. This Saturday, I have the privilege of conducting their wedding ceremony. They both intend to serve the Lord together and help others to find the restoration and new life that Jesus Christ offers to all those who turn to Him, including any listener today. If you've turned and you're struggling, keep on pressing on. If you haven't turned to the Lord yet in faith, do so today. My wife is going to share a prayer at this time.
Jesus, Yvette's story inspires me and spurs me on to pray for my loved one who just doesn't get it. Though I've prayed year after year and have felt great frustration at his willful defiance to spiritual truths, I want to pray again for him. He is not a hopeless cause, but rather a fragile lost soul who has yet to recognize or acknowledge his need for redemption from a life of sin. Thank you, Jesus, that you save the vilest offender who surrenders his will to you. All who come to Christ are miracles of your grace, and I commit my loved one to you once again, believing you for his miracle of redemption. I want to add a note today. For 24 years, I prayed and prayed for my parents to come back to Christ after they turned away from him while I was attending high school. Well, finally, only a few years before both of them died, they restored their broken relationship with God and had a very fervent walk with him. God does answer prayer. Keep on praying.
Thank you, Brooksine, for that challenge, which I'm sure may touch many of us that have prayed for loved ones for many years. It can be very discouraging when we see no movement toward the Lord. But may you realize that, again, in God, there is no hopeless cause, regardless of how deep you or a loved one may be in the gutter, so to speak. Christ loves you and wants to restore you. I have a personal word from Yvette here. It'd be great if she was here to read it over this podcast. And she gave us permission to share the story. It's admittedly quite graphic, but this is a challenge from Yvette directly. She says, I want to encourage those who are struggling to keep on pressing forward. Do not give up. Don't lean on your own understanding. God is faithful to those who earnestly seek Him and put Him first. When you're praying for your loved ones, don't give up when you don't see instant results or outward change, because God works where only He can see the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's a good challenge, Yvette. And also, I didn't point out as I read it, loaded with scripture references that the challenge alludes to. So important as we struggle, regardless of whatever we're coming out of, or if we've hardly come out of anything, that we ground our lives in the Word of God. Well, today's message has a number of additional resources with it on the website or email post. Our ministry is DailyEncouragement.net. Our website is easy to remember, www.DailyEncouragement.net. If you go to the website today, there are several photos up of Yvette and Yvette and Wayne, her fiancé, who she will marry on Saturday, as well as Joey and Nicole, her two children, who have both also been restored. Some interesting aspects to the site. Yvette sings, and there's a song popular several years ago called Breathe. I'm sure many of you have heard it, and Yvette, we have a recording of her singing that song. The information about becoming a Christian, testimonies of life. Actually, these are messages sent in by readers of this Daily Encouragement Net series and describe just God's wonderful touch. Well, have a blessed day today. I know this is a much longer message than usual, but we want to encourage you, and sharing Yvette's story indeed took that time. Remember, in Christ, there is no hopeless cause. God loves you today and loves that one that you're praying for. Keep on pressing on.